Hola, hola. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. I am so incredibly grateful that you found your way to this podcast. This is a bilingual podcast where we speak Spanglish. Hablamos español y a veces hablamos inglés y a veces hablamos de los dos idiomas. So grateful for you guys. Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, you are going to love today's lesson. And I call it a lesson, guys, but it is really an episode. So let's get into what we're going to talk about today. Because, baby, when you are rocking your business, I guarantee you are living your best life. Right? So you are living your best life, guys. So once again, thank you for joining me. My name is Marty Angel. I am the Empowering Latina Coach. I am a Latina business coach. I am helping you finally get organized, get focused, and be able to create that six-figure income that you've always wanted inside your business, so that you can live life on your own terms. Guys, let's talk about today. We all know that having a business, the way to succeed in business, especially if you're a network marketer and any business actually, is all about sales. So today's topic is, now it is a twofold. So next Monday, I'll be giving the second part of this. But today, guys, we're going to be talking about secrets to improve your sales. What? Yep. Secrets to improve your sales. Yes. So here's the dealio, guys. There really isn't any secret other than authenticity and humbleness. Today, we are going to talk about the two things that you truly need to improve your sales. And I call these secrets because so many people out there are not authentic. So many people out there are sharing with you things like, oh, look at this, income over here. Look at this income over here. Look at this here. Look at this here. And ooh, I am a, you know, 6-7 figure income earner. And you know what? That's almost old. That's like almost like show-offy. And I'm going to tell you that that has more of an ability to turn people off than to draw people in, because we are feeling like maybe that person is just lying to us. Maybe, you know, maybe those people haven't even done what they need to do in order to succeed and to have that sustainable 7-figure income. Guys, you know, on the last podcast, I talked about you be real careful if you're lured into that net of being a course creator and then all of a sudden waking up and all of a sudden you are rich. That's not how it works. No business works that way, guys. Absolutely no business works that way. So let's take a look at the first of the two strategies that I'm going to cover. Today, I'm going to cover what is humbleness and what does that look like inside your business. To be humble is really critically important to the success of your business. Humility, my friends, is the quality of being humble. Researchers suggest that humble people have an accurate view of themselves. They acknowledge their mistakes and their limitations and are open to viewpoints and ideas, and they keep their accomplishments and abilities in perspective. They have a low self-focus. Let me repeat that part. They have a low self-focus. What does that mean? That means they're not focusing on themselves, not in their social media. They're focusing on what value they're bringing to the marketplace, what value they're bringing to their customers, what value they are bringing to their team, what value they are bringing to their community. And they appreciate the value of all things. And here's the other thing about humble people. They take action immediately on what it is they have learned. Isn't that amazing, guys? So that's amazing, because inside your business, it's critically important that you become humble. But now let's take a view of your business inside of social media. So that's a beautiful definition, but translated into your marketing of yourself, your business inside of social media. Hello there. Hi. Hello, Kanoush. Thank you for coming on. So guys, being humble inside your business means that you have a growth mindset, that you're being teachable, that you're really learning how to make things better for your customer, for your community, for your tribe, and putting that into action immediately after you learn it. So what does that look like inside of social media? You know, the days of the selfies and the pouty kisses are gone, guys. It's going way by the wayside. You know, even influencers, it's not about looking pretty anymore. You know, it's about being that humble person and coming to the community, coming to the platform with what you can offer, with the tools that you have created. And so, yeah, the era of selfies is over, and it's important for you to show people. Be real careful that your content on your social media, what you write, matches the picture. You see, you've got to match the picture. If you've got a picture of yourself standing there like this, you know, looking like, you know, okay, look at me, look at my muscles. I really, you know, think about it. How is that helping somebody? And what are you going to put on there other than, you know, I've been a trainer for so long and look at me, I got great muscles. That doesn't serve your community. That doesn't serve your community. In fact, you will drop more people. People want to know what you have to offer them. What are they going to get? Here's the questions that you got to ask, that they're asking. What are they going to get from you when they work with you? What are they going to get from you when they buy from you? What are they going to get from you when they become part of your community? What are they going to get from you when they become part of your network? What are they going to get from you, and how can you help them succeed? How can you help them move to the next level? How can you help them? And my goodness, guys, you know, take a look at the bios. It's really well known. If you've got more than 10,000 people following you, then it's okay to have a bio that says you're all of this, right? I'm a social media strategist. I'm this. But until you get to that 10,000, people want to know when they land on your page, on your social media, on whatever platform you are, people want to know what's in it for them. What is in it for them? That's how people buy. That's the biggest secret to improve your sales. You're not selling because you're probably too much into what you can do, rather than how can what you do help that other person. Social media is all about helping the other person now. It used to be about social, being social. There's still like Facebook is still a little bit about being social. But people are now going into groups because they want quality. They want quality. They want to be part of this community that knows that somebody's going to be there to support them. You know, it's just important for you to realize. Next week, we're going to delve into the second part of this. But today we're just covering humility and humbleness and how does that look inside your business. Now, here's the other deal. With the inception of Clubhouse, guys, and if you're not on Clubhouse and you want to get on Clubhouse, send me a DM, guys, and we'll talk about it, okay? I have some invites here. But here it is. Social audio, that's what Clubhouse is for. The majority of people are now on social audio. Social audio is so important because you're connecting at a level where nobody needs to see you. You're not going to be over there going like this and being taken a picture. You don't have that anymore. You've got to be authentic. You've got to sound like you really are there to help people. It's that social audio. And it's so important for us to be able to do that even on our other platforms. You know, one of the tricks that you need to see is that is your what you're writing in your content when you're sharing your sales and your product and what you're writing on your content people should get that grasp of that from the picture, right? It shouldn't be that they see a picture and then maybe they see a picture of you playing basketball or posing in your fitness clothes or whatever, and it has nothing to do with what you're writing over there unless you're selling fitness clothes, right? So it's really important for the congruency. It's getting very competitive. Very competitive out there. So you've got to make sure that you know what you're going to say. You got to know who you're talking to. You got to know who you're serving. You got to know what you're serving them with. You've got to know how to be humble, baby. It is changing. You've got to be your authentic self without any filters, without any enhancements, but genuinely telling people how you can help them. And one of the things that's on, you know, on the humble is and humility is important, that you show up and answer questions. Now, here's the other side of humbleness. What is humbleness? Is how quickly you answer their, you know, you're supposed to answer within like 12 hours. They're saying when somebody leaves a comment, you've got to jump in there and answer with another comment and another question within 12 hours. So the era of post and ghost, long gone, baby, long gone. So you've got to be really interactive. Yes, is social media free? So far it is, but that isn't going to last very much longer, guys. And if you're not taking advantage of it right now, and I've been saying this for over eons, right? If you're not taking advantage of that free advertising, that free marketing, and really learning how to get your message out there, baby, when you have to pay for it, it's going to hurt. Yep. When you have to pay for it, it's going to hurt. Right? So we need to get out there and we need to coach up. Here's my deal. You need to coach up or course up. And really get in and say, okay, you know what? I am going to make the rest of this year, the last part of this year, the last 6 months of this year, I am going to make it so that I move myself to the next level. Because if not, then let me ask you, are you happy where you are right now? And is this where you want to be again next year? And if you're not willing to invest the time to learn and the time to put it into action, then you're just going to stay there. You're just going to end up staying there, guys. It's going to be the same thing. You're going to end up rationalizing. You know, my husband says, you know, he's always like, it's because, you know, I say to him, you know, you've got to stop, you know, justifying it. He goes, that's not a justification. It's not an excuse. But yes, it is. There's only two ways. You're either doing it or you're not. That's it. You're either doing it or you're not. Guys, you know, one of the things that they say about me, and I was always so afraid to hide, is that, damn, she is straight to the point, man. And she just calls it like she sees it. Yes. Yes, I do. I do. And you know what? I used to think that was a detriment, but that's a strength. That is a strength. Because I'm going to tell you what it's like. I'm going to tell you what you're not doing. I'm going to tell you, people pay me to tell them that. People pay me when I coach them to say, you're not doing this, you're not doing that, you're not doing this, do this, do this, do this. And, you know, and then it's like, whoa, you know, I do the same thing. Okay. My coach is like, did you do this? No. Did you do that? No. Okay. Then what do you want from me? And it's like, ooh, baby. Right. Anyway. All right. So I am the Empowering Latina Coach. This is Marty Angel. Once again, I am the Latina Business Coach. I deal it to you straight, baby. I deal it to you straight. Okay. I, for my business, am attracting women of worth. I work with women of worth. I work with the modern mujer and the BIPOC women who are ready to gear down, take their business to the next level, get focused, get organized so that they can crush it in the six-figure income world. Baby, if that's you, I want to be with you, man. I want to be with you. Hey, guys, as long as I'm playing around here, I just want to invite you that there is a masterclass still open. You can sign up for the masterclass. Tomorrow is the last masterclass. Tomorrow at 11, June 8th at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Still time to sign up. We're in the middle of enrollment for the course, guys, where I teach network marketers how to create your personalized blueprint for your personal success. Baby, your success is going to look different than somebody else's success. Your blueprint is going to look different than somebody else's blueprint. Now's the time to invest in yourself. You've got me, guys. You're going to be part of this, what we call the founders membership part, right? So it's going to be amazing. You got me. More people will pay to have me for 1 hour, 30 minutes, but you got me if you join this course, guys. But join me for the masterclass. See if it really is what you want. Tomorrow, June 8th at 11 o'clock, link will be down below. And you can go ahead and sign up. If you don't catch it tomorrow because 11 o'clock is not a good time, no worries, baby. You will be sent a replay. But let's do this, guys, because do you want to be in a better place next year? If so, then isn't now the time to invest in yourself? If the answer is yes, then baby, let's do this. Let's rock your biz. Join me in the Rock Your Biz Academy. All right, guys. Love you so much. Love you so much. Thank you so much for listening. I look forward to seeing you on that masterclass or at least inside the course of Rock Your Biz Academy. Guys, have a great day. I look forward to serving you. As always, this is Marty Angel, Latina Business Coach, signing off. Gracias. Gracias, gracias. Have a great one. Namaste.